guest is closing in on 60 years of teaching at the Metcalfe Elementary School and the Bloomfield Public Schools, and Sandra Johnson joins us this
80
morning.
80 years old and still going strong. They say she looks half that age.
How about that, huh? Sandra, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Good morning. Boy, I'll tell you, you sound terrific.
Well, thank you. I look forward to going to school every day.
You know, God bless you. Sandra Paul Pacelli here with Brad. Okay. You tried to retire, it said here, in 1998, and that didn't last too long when you tried, what, 20 years ago?
That's correct. I started teaching in Bloomfield in 1960 as a kindergarten teacher, and I taught there. I was a kindergarten teacher, first grade teacher, stayed in full classroom teaching for the 38 years. Mm-hmm. In 98, I did, in fact, decide to retire, not because I didn't love it, but I thought it was time to perhaps give a younger teacher an opportunity to join the teaching profession, and so that was in June. In September of that year, I decided to go back as a reading tutor, and I've been doing that for 15 years, 5 days a week, from 9 o'clock until 2:45 every day.
So you really missed it, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. By the way, did you have Donna Banks as a student?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Well, again, she can read very, very well.
Thanks to the Bloomfield school system. You know, another thing, Sandra, and the guest is Sandra Johnson, 60-year teaching veteran of the Bloomfield Public Schools. Am I reading this here? You are a 3-time breast cancer survivor?
Yes, I am.
Wow. Oh my God. 3-time. God bless you.
Thank you. I certainly was fortunate. It was a fortunate find every time. And I guess it's not my time yet, so I'm going to keep on walking and keep on working.
Wow. You know, I'll tell you something right now. You sound fabulous.
You're more awake than I am
honest
this morning.
Honest to God.
And I get paid to flap my gums here.
I know.
So does what you do, Sandra, as a teacher, does that foster your energy, your overall life energy? Is that what it's about?
I think that's probably it. I also think that my teaching style and my personality itself says, live your life, contribute to society, do those things that you wish. I think children do keep you young. I think you have to be flexible and go with the flow, so to speak. So I think that's part of it. And I can't leave out the fact that I probably inherited terrific genes from my mom and dad.
Wow.
Because my family right now, I had a sister who lived until 95. I have one now who is in her 90s. I have a brother who is 85.
God bless you.
And I have a twin sister who is 80 also, although I am
That's
the older.
That's fabulous. Fabulous, yeah. Fabulous.
Good for you. You know, 3 generations, 60 years. So it's conceivable, and I wonder if you've run into this. Now, Brad, think about this. 60 years. She could have taught somebody 55, 58 years ago and be teaching their child or grandchild.
Absolutely.
Has that happened at all, Sandra?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great.
As a matter of fact, last week a woman came in and said to me, you know, are you a teacher? And I said, yes. And she said, you taught me, and it was the grandmother of a child who I'm teaching now.
Wow. The 3 generations.
And I'll tell you something, too. I was wondering, you know, when I knew that you were going to be on with Paul and myself, I was just wondering, you know, when I first heard your voice,
yes,
what you would sound like. Let me tell you something. There's no way you sound like you're 80 years old.
You should moonlight. You should moonlight in radio.
Well, I thank you for that compliment. It's much appreciated.
You were your parents were Russian immigrants, and yes, you were also the 1982 State Teacher of the Year.
Yes, I was Bloomfield's first State Teacher of the Year. Mm-hmm.
Wow! And your parents came over from Russia.
Yes, they did.
Wow! What was that upbringing like? The parent of immigrants who, you know, escaped a repressive regime like that and came
mm-hmm.
over.
Well, clearly, they thought education was probably the most important thing, and they made sure that those of us who wanted to go to college did. I enjoyed sitting around listening to the history of their lives and the issues that they had to deal with. They were most supportive of education. They participated where they could. My mom, who read the War and Peace in Russian, didn't feel that she was educated enough, and so she used to ask me to teach her to read and write English, which she was able to do.
Wow.
So, and I found out subsequently after she passed that she, in fact, in her country, although was not allowed to teach, did teach in her little community, and I suppose maybe I inherited the love for teaching from my mom.
Well, I'll tell you something. You inherited a lot because you sound fabulous. And I was just thinking.
Yes?
Just listening to you and talking with you. And Paul here, how lucky our children are that have you in the classroom. You know why? Because you flash back to when teaching was taught and when it was taught the correct way. Mm-hmm. God bless those kids because they'll always remember.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things I'd like to say in response to that is that I've had the opportunity in Bloomfield to teach, to learn, to help my students. It's always been an innovative community. It's always been a system in which new ideas were encouraged. Yes, things have changed. When I first started in Bloomfield, there were 5 K-6 elementary schools. There was only one female principal. The classroom sizes were 25 to 30. Children in the classroom, and the parents, because of the time, parents were able to do volunteer work and spend more time with their youngsters. So I appreciate that in terms of having the opportunity to teach in Bloomfield. I think teaching has changed. I think there are positive things that are occurring, and I think that if you are going to teach children, you have to be flexible enough to help them to live within the environment or structure in which they come. So our society now is more technical with more technology. I think that we need to have a good balance between that and between teacher interaction with our youngsters.
Sandra, if there's anybody listening that says, you know what, I'm thinking about being a teacher, whether they're in college now or maybe they're in a profession in their 20s or 30s where they're just, they get up in the morning and they go, I don't know, maybe I should become a teacher. In about the minute or so we have, or minute or two, sell them on being a teacher. Why should they teach?
Well, I think you were born to be a teacher, and I think that I would not discourage anyone from teaching. I would just say to that person, observe what's happening in classroom settings. There are realistic and unrealistic situations that occur in school settings. Be mindful that you are there not because of power, but because children have worth and value, and it's your responsibility to make sure that you help them achieve the goals. Parents want their children to learn.
You know, my mother was a first grade teacher.
Yes.
And I was telling the story earlier. I used to come home from the Wallop School, and she put me to reading, and she caught me reading with the book upside down. And I swear, she said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm reading."
Mm-hmm.
She says, "You are?" She says, "Give me that book." And she turned it over. She says, "Now you can read."
Oh, now it makes sense.
There you go. Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I've enjoyed speaking with both of you. I'm not sure what our timeline is, but thank you for allowing me to share the passion that I have for education.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Sandra. Have a wonderful weekend.
You as well. Goodbye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Good God, but six. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Wow. And she sounds great. She's 80 years old.
Fabulous.
She sounds like she's 40. Seriously.
I know.
She sounds like she's a brand new teacher.
I know.
God bless
her.
God bless her. She tried to retire once, couldn't do it, went back. Excellent.